And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for October 1985. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Joining me in just a second is Bob Walker with the Domestic and International DX Digest. But first, we got to find out the answer to our trivia question from last month's issue. John Bowker had a question on a station in northwestern Indiana. And, well, I think we should bring Mr. John Bowker in right now to give us the answer. So, John, what's the answer to the trivia question?
Okay, Fred, we'll give the answer to last month's trivia quiz. If you remember, everyone, last month I played you a jingle which had the call letters and the general area of the country identified, but not the city. If you remember, the call letters were WNWI, and we learned from the jingle that I played that it was in northwest Indiana. Not too bad for the NWI part, I guess. But the question I asked was, if you tuned your radio in that area to 1500, what station call letter would you hear? And the answer?
Next 24 hours, windy and mild, going up into the mid-70s today. Currently 68 degrees from Wake 15.
So the answer was WAKE in Valparaiso, Indiana, 1500. They're a daytimer, of course, protecting WTOP in Washington. A couple of interesting points. WAKE will be celebrating its 21st anniversary next month, on November 4th, as a matter of fact. And as you may have gathered from the jingle that they use on their ID, they do favor country music. Country music, as you learned from the DX Audio Service last month, is by far the largest format used in AM radio today. But Len Ellis, the owner of WAKE and sister on FM WLJE, which are his initials, was the past president of the Country Music Association, and there he is in Valparaiso, Indiana. And Fred, if I have another second, did you know that Valparaiso, Indiana is also known as Orville Redenbacher territory? That's where the popcorn comes from. Enough from now, Fred.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's turn the microphone over to Bob Walker with the Domestic and International DX Digest column.
Thanks, Fred. Let's take a look at this month's column of Domestic and International DX here on the DX Audio Service. First, a look at the frequency checks for the past month. Beginning with the third Monday, WCHE 1520 at midnight 20 with a fair to good signal with pulse tones through midnight 34, and then past 0100 with CHR music. WMBT 1530 from midnight 40 weak way under WCKY with Adcon music. And WFTH 1590, beginning at 0031 Eastern Time, up through 0115 sign-off, under and over WAKR with classical music until 0115 sign-off. Some special items, 650 CKOM in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is now noted equal days with WKKQ with adult contemporary rock music format. They're formerly on 1250 kilohertz, that noted in North Dakota. 750 KAMA El Paso, Texas, on the air fair in Spanish with radio comma IDs. Mexican music and public service announcements. They were also noted on July the 16th and July the 17th at 0409 with equipment test using test tones. 760 WCHP in Champlain, New York, noted in late August at 20 hours with a good signal, alone with gospel programming until a sign-off. 820 CHAM, Hamilton, Ontario, alone on the channel with country western music at 2040 hours. 820 CHAM IDs, mentions of their 50,000 watts of country music power. 870, an interesting item from Jerry Starr, KPI 203 in Niles, Ohio, noted on both August the 10th and August the 11th with a sight test transmitter, noted days with an open carrier and IDs each hour. It was set up by WNIO 1540, evidently looking for a new frequency and doing associated field measurements. The signal was 40 over S9, Jerry reports, and the permit authorizes up to 1,000 watts, and he believed they were running that. They're licensed for a short time, so very possibly this is history by the time you're hearing it. 910 KFYI, Phoenix, Arizona, on the air with equal signal to KNEW. This was noted in California. They were noted with ABC News, race results, and a telephone talk show. 930 WRRF, Washington, North Carolina, at 20 hours overall with ID, promo for music, news, and informational programming. They were gone at the power pattern change. These are the original calls from the 40s and the 50s. They're formerly WITN. 950 WCTN in Potomac, Maryland, now has a power of 2,500 watts. 1170 CFML Cornwall. The station was noted still off while passing through town. Andy Rugg tells us this from Montreal. 1200 WKOX Farmingham, Massachusetts was noted on a new frequency September the 1st. Per a call to the station, they were running 1,000 watts directional and will be going 50,000 watts around October 1st. 1220 WUSR, North Syracuse, New York. They're under WGAR with beautiful music and a quick sign-off at 2014. The calls sounded like this. It was definitely not the formerly reported WEZG call letters. WTCN in Stillwater, Minnesota on 1220 as well was heard through the KDDR with sign-off. Mentions made that the full-time application for this station had been filed with the Federal Communications Commission. 1340 CFOM Quebec City, Quebec was definitely off the air. The CBM 940 sign-off now gives an FM outlet for here in Quebec City, so very possibly this one is gone for good. Another chance to log a Quebec station on AM. 1350 WBEM Winburg, Pennsylvania was noted overall at 2015 with a full data sign-off. No Star Spangled Banner. Formerly, they were WWBR. The new calls, WBEM, stand for Beam. 1400 is KLTW San Luis Obispo, California. They were noted with a poor signal at 0127 with easy listening music, slogans of the light AM, and some local commercials as well. They're formerly KSLY. And 1530 WPWC Quantico, Virginia. Plans now call for a switch to 1480 on August the 15th, so very possibly it appears that they've made that switch by now. Several emergency broadcasts to note, most of them dealing with the recent hurricanes of the Labor Day weekend. 540 WGTO in Cypress Gardens, Florida was noted at 2100 hours with a good signal equal with CJSB with country western music, hurricane info, mentioning the 50,000 watt day power was in use. 710 WKRG Mobile, Alabama noted as well with hurricane info and a talk show on September the 1st at 2240. One non-hurricane-related emergency broadcast, 980 KSVC in Richfield, Utah, was noted at midnight 44, way under KFWB with info on the statewide power failure. 1010 WCNU Crestview, Florida, was noted at 20 hours with a good signal with hurricane shelter information on the 1st of September. 1060 WNOE New Orleans, Louisiana, noted strong in the KYW null with hurricane info and country music. 1110 WBCA in Bay Minette, Alabama was noted on the 2nd of September at midnight 33 with hurricane info and IDs and several ads mentioning of a lack of bread and milk at the local markets. 1140 WASG Atmore, Alabama was heard in the WRVA null on September the 2nd at 0135 with hurricane info. There was a second station suspecting it to be WASG heard a couple of days before that at 2233, badly fading under WRVA with evacuation instructions for the Mobile Bay area. 1550 WYOU Tampa, Florida was noted on August the 31st at 2238 with hurricane information in Spanish. And 1580 WPMP Pascagoula, Mississippi, noted at 0318 on the 2nd of September with country music, hurricane IDs, and IDing with WPMO-FM. Now to some other items of interest from the pages of the DX Digest. 760 KFMB San Diego was noted off the air July the 14th. 1160 KSL in Salt Lake City, Utah was noted off on July the 14th as well, but they were, however, running a test tone and open carriers during some periods. And 1380, one item we slipped here on, KLPC in Parker, Arizona, noted on July the 6th at 0300, good with a frequency check. And 1570 WTOW Towson, Maryland was heard on August the 10th at 0130 plus, excellent in the CHLO null with pulse tones, off at 0215, then back on with an ID and off again at 0219. And one item above the band, 1610 WXT 613 at the Greater Cincinnati Airport in Northern Kentucky. They were noted by Jerry Starr on August the 16th at 0200 plus. He noted that this was the first time this year they had the usual terminal and parking information. Lots of noise, but readable. And on the international side, two items, one below and one above the band. Below the band on 535 kilohertz is Grenada. They were noted on July the 21st at 0252 GMT with a good signal playing U.S. soul hits and Caribbean talk in English. And one above the band item, 1610, Anguilla. That's, of course, the Caribbean beacon, so readily heard through most of the United States. They were noted with country and western style hymns and mentions of the 700 Club program. That does it for this month on the international and domestic versions of the DX Digest. So Fred, we'll send it back to you, and I'll join you again next month on the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bob. Now let's switch it back over to John Bowker, who has some information about that 710-730 radio station in Leamington, Ontario.
Well, okay, Fred. As a matter of fact, as you drive around the country, air-checking IDs on a car radio, you come across a lot of different kinds of IDs. And I don't mean just different jingles or different ways of saying the call sign and the city of identity and all that. But I mean different philosophies of how you identify a station. Some are very stately, and some are real wild, of course. There is a station that deserves just a moment of time, I think, on this DX audio service. In Ontario, Leamington, Ontario, CHYR during the day, operates with, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I think it's 10,000 watts at 710 on the dial. Pretty sure that's right. And at night, you talk about a pattern change, they change to 250 watts. And they change frequency to 730 on the dial.
Channel 7 Cheer Radio, fine-tuning time.
Cheer Radio must pause for pattern and frequency change. Allow at least 10 seconds of silence for the necessary technical adjustments. Now move your dial to 710 and wait for this sound to return.
Canadian radio authorities in Ottawa said, well, look, if you're going to change frequency and power and all that, you're really a different radio station. And so what they did was license CHYR to be a daytimer at 710 on the dial in Leamington. And then they licensed another station, CHIR. You see the difference of CHYR to CHIR, at 730, operating only nights with 250 watts.
This is Channel 7 Cheer Radio, CHYR, Leamington. This is Channel 7 Cheer Radio, CHIR, Leamington.
Now, this goes back several years, but it was at that time that I recorded what you're about to hear. It was the daytime signal that I recorded while camped on the shores of Lake Erie in a little town called Geneva-on-the-Lake. Isn't that nice? In Ohio, halfway from Cleveland to Erie, Pennsylvania or so. And I happened to be tuned to 710,
I was not trying for Leamington because, frankly, I had my Ohio DX guide on. And I don't know why, but that was kind of a dumb thing to do. But here's what I picked up. And you talk about a philosophy of identifying a station. I think you'll catch this. Now, of course, as with any IDs, they're off as soon as they're on, so you have to listen kind of carefully. And this station is some tens of miles away from me, even though it's largely across a lake. This was done on very inexpensive equipment. I think you'll enjoy CHYR in Leamington. This is the way they sound when they ID.
Radio 7, CHYR, Canada.
That distortion, or at least much of it, was in their signal, not in my recording. But did you notice they said CHYR Canada? The whole thing? Doesn't take much to turn some people on, Fred, as my wife says, but then I keep reminding her that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You're with Channel 7 to your radio.
With all the talk of FM domination in the marketplace, some interesting facts surfaced in the September 9th edition of Broadcasting Magazine. It was a list of the top 10 stations in the top 50 markets. And believe it or not, there were AM stations that placed higher than their FM cousins. In New York, WOR took the number 4 position with their news and talk format, and WINS held the number 6 spot. In 8th place was WCBS with their all-news format. In Los Angeles, KABC took the number 2 position. KABC is news talk. KMPC with their nostalgia format took the lucky 7th spot, while KNX and KFMB, both news stations, took the 9th and 10th spots, respectively. Chicago is one of several markets to boast an AM station in the number 1 position. WGN has long held this respected position, with the nearest station a good way back in the pack. WBBM took the number 6 position with all news, and WJJD takes the number 8 position and a string of pearls with their Music of Your Life format. Back out on the West Coast in San Francisco, All News KGO took the number 1 spot, followed closely by another All News station, KCBS. In the number 6 position, KNBR with Adult Contemporary. Number 9 was Cable, KABL with Easy Listening. And number 10 was Country KNEW. Philadelphia's KYW took the number 4 spot in the contest. WPEN with their nostalgia format took number 8, followed by News Talk WCAU in the number 9 spot. Motown's FMs took it on the chin this book. In Detroit, WJR remains the leader with a share that just about doubles the nearest competitor's figures. The once-dead CKLW took the number 7 spot with Music of Your Life, and WWJ, which was recently Gannett News, took the 8th position. Beantown's WBZ slipped to number 2 and was followed very closely by WHDH. Both stations are adult contemporary. WRKO slipped into the number 5 spot with Talk, and All News WEEI took 8. In the Houston-Galveston market, there was only one AMer to place. KTHR with All News hopped on number 9. In the nation's capital, WMAL took number 4 with their Music and News format, while back in the pack, All News WTOP took number 10. In Dallas-Fort Worth, 250 kilowatters tied each other. Country 82 WBAP tied All News 1090 KRLD and were the only two AMers in town topping the book. The Miami book was strange this session. WQBA, which is Spanish language, moved to number 4, while All News WINZ trailed in the number 8 frame. In another strange situation, the Nassau-Suffolk-New York book repeats our New York listings to a point. WOR took number 5 and WCBS took number 10. Another surprise was that WNBC took the number 4 position. In Pittsburgh, KDKA took number 1 hands down. WJAS climbed up to number 8 with their nostalgia format. And WTAE held the line at 10. Skipping up to Cleveland, the number 22 market, only one AM station appeared in the top 10. WBBG was in 8th place with their nostalgia format. WBBG can be a hard catch after sunset due to their pattern going north over Lake Erie at night. Finally, Memphis and Nashville tied for the 47th largest market. WMC led in Memphis with the number 3 spot. WMC is country and western. Two black stations took number 7 and 8. They were WDIA and WLOK. Meanwhile, 200 miles away in Nashville, Clear Channel WSM took the number 7 slot with black contemporary WVOL holding down number 9. There were many other AM stations in the top 50 which we didn't mention. This proves that AM radio is not dead and can compete very successfully against their FM counterparts. With a look at the ratings, I'm Phil Wayne.
Some broadcasters, including the NAB, said there's no immediate need to press receiver manufacturers to start producing radios that can receive the 1605 to 1705 AM band extension, which may open up to broadcasters by 1990. The NAB said that it would wait at least a year or two before it decides if a major push is needed to ensure receiver availability once the new band opens for Western Hemisphere nations. Initial receiver non-availability, combined with the relative sluggish economic performance of AM radio as a whole, could impact the immediate broadcasting demand for the new band. Reporting from Ardmore, Oklahoma, I'm Phil Tolman.
Recently, FCC Commissioner James Quello addressed the United Kingdom Radio Festival. He admitted that it might have been better if the FCC had chosen one stereo standard for AM stereo. He said that the Commission's decision to leave the choice to the marketplace delayed the development of AM stereo. However, he added that the marketplace should control many other technical issues. He said, quote, "I believe that what we are doing with the deregulatory efforts pertaining to radio is the more appropriate alternative to government regulation," end quote. Translated from the bureaucratic to the English, it sounds like Commissioner Quello is saying, "We think we're on the right track with deregulation. Expect more of the same." At the festival, Quello gave certain data about American radio, including that nearly 400 stations are now transmitting in AM stereo. He also said that 99% of the American households have radios, and that 95% of all automobiles have radios. No reference was made to the number of DXers, however. That's all for now. 73s and good DX. I'm Harry Dentz for the DX Audio Service.
A long-awaited agreement has been reached with Mexico that will allow daytimers to implement full post-sunset operations, while daytimers on Mexican clear channels will be able to add nighttime service. Following 3 years of on-and-off talks, a preliminary U.S.-Mexican broadcast agreement was signed. Once the accord is finalized, AM stations will be able to fully utilize their previously granted post-sunset authorizations. In addition, 302 U.S. daytimers operating on Mexican clear channels will be a major step closer to being able to add nighttime service. The agreement mostly paves the way for Class 3 daytimers to extend their post-sunset operations past 6 p.m. local time. According to a spokesman for the FCC, the final phase will be put into action around mid-November. The Mexican clear channels are 730, 800, 900, 1050, 1220, 1550, and 1570 kilohertz. In addition, Mexico shares clear channel status with the United States on 1000, 1060, 1090, 1140, and 1190 kilohertz. Mexico also shares 540 and 940 kilohertz with Canada. Earlier this year, the U.S. reached an agreement with Canada, opening the way for daytimers operating on Canadian clear channels of 540, 690, 740, 860, 990, 1010, and 1580 kHz. What about the sole Bahama clear channel? The Bahama government said it would denounce the North American Radio Broadcasting Agreement, but it has taken no formal action. 1540 is the Bahama Clear Channel frequency. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Bob Walker. Now here's John Bowker with the travel log.
Well, we were delighted with the travelog reaction from some of our listeners last month in the DX Audio Service, but we would like to hear from a few more of you. And we're going to keep the travelogs reasonably short until we make absolutely sure that this is something of interest to you. It's an opportunity for you to hear a few stations you might not otherwise be able to get on tape. But let's get right into this month's travelog. About, during the month of May 1981, we had just left Valparaiso, Indiana, my wife and I, having seen our son graduate from Valparaiso University. And we decided to take the trip up the western side of Lake Michigan through Wisconsin and go across the top into the upper peninsula of Michigan and come down the middle of Michigan. And then we ultimately went home across Ontario, New York State, and down to our home here at Princeton, New Jersey, near Trenton. That's another story. We'll give you some of that travelogue. We're only going to take you through the part of Wisconsin and parts of Michigan this time. But as we did in our last month's DX Audio Service report, we had the tape recorder going in the car, and we pick up a station an hour. And this is about what we heard. Now, we're going to start in Milwaukee. That will be the first ID you hear, and it's a dear ID to me because it is WTMJ at 62. When I was growing up in Vermont, one of the stations I badly wanted to hear was WTMJ. You see, we had a local 620. How many of you remember WCAX in Burlington? Well, it was it's now WVMT. But there were two stations at 620 I thought I might have a grab at, WLBZ in Bangor and WTMJ in Milwaukee. Do you know I never did hear WLBZ in Bangor? But WTMJ I did catch one very crystalline, clear winter night by nulling WCAX at that point. And so we're going to start with that just for old time's sake. Here's our travelogue for the DX Audio Service for this month.
WTMJ Milwaukee, where it's only 73 degrees at 4.
And before Charlie Moore leads it off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Brewer Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewer Baseball in 1981 on WHBL in Sheboygan.
Bob Stanley on the mound, a big guy.
Right now, the lakeshore, 53 degrees.
WCUC 98 Country,
Manitowoc. Good evening. It's 6 o'clock with Mark Tanner from WDUZ Green Bay.
WSOO and WSUE-FM, Sault Ste. Marie.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
It's 5 o'clock at the music station, WJML FM AM Petoskey.
You're listening to Little League Action on the Country Connection, WGRY in Grayling. We are broadcasting live from Milliken Field.
And on 79 WSGW Saginaw Bay City, your station for the Secret City.
Or tune to 1060 AM, Town and Country Radio, WBMB, West Branch.
1490 Radio, WMPX, Midland. Tiger Baseball is sponsored by Michigan Mutual Insurance.
It's 9 o'clock at WTAC, Flint's original rock.
Beautiful music, beautiful message. 1570 AM, WLQB, Flint.
Serving Great Lakes Agriculture, this is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.
And this is WHLS Radio, Port Huron, serving the Blue Water area 24 hours a day, currently 50 degrees in downtown Port Huron.
Well, okay, that pretty well concludes our tour of Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then down into the Port Huron area where we crossed into Ontario. But there was one other station I didn't play for you just now that we recorded. And as best I can tell, we were about 42 miles from this station at the time I recorded this, and would have been around midday. Maybe Fred Volby can tell me different.
You're listening to WHMD Monroe, AM 56. For the Motor City, we're the leader of the pack.
It's 11.
Yeah, John, I can remember hearing that ID many, many times in the past. And that ID's been on the air, I would say, for a good 7 years or so. Hey, I'd like to thank some of the people who have helped out with the DX Audio Service on this edition. First of all, John Bowker from Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Harry Dentz down in Lexington, Kentucky. Jerry Starr in Youngstown, Ohio. Phil Taldman out there in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Bob Walker up in Walled Lake, Michigan. And, of course, our good buddy Phil Wayne up there in Toledo, Ohio, hanging in there and the fast-talking man that he is. I'd like to remind you to be sure to monitor your bands, so to speak, as the DX conditions are getting a little bit better here in recent months. As winter approaches, of course, DX should be coming in. Let us know what you hear on the AM dial, send in a muse, and give us a list, possibly, of some of the stations that you normally hear in your area. That concludes this edition of the DX Audio Service for October 1985. I'm Fred Volby speaking, and see you next month with the DX Audio Service.
Good night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids. Good night.